There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
On this episode of Saints Happy Hour Podcast, me and Kevin are going to go through all your draft red flag injury guys, because Kevin, the Saints just signed Chase Young with his trick bag neck, and we want to make sure that we know all the injury plagued guys the Saints might draft. We got you covered. I got a medical degree from LSU. It's fine. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards. American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Butterich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Ralph Marlboro, and I'm joined, as always, by Kevin for our YouTube fun special episode. Please remember to rate us, review us, and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, give the channel a follow. I want to get up to like 3,000-4,000 subscribers. Kevin, I think if you hit certain levels on YouTube, they send you like a trophy. We're way far away from that, but dreams are possible. Anything is possible.
Wait, how many followers do we need?
I think if you get like to certain levels, like 10,000, 20,000, they like send you a trophy, like a YouTuber or a plaque.
Yeah, but I thought that was like a million.
No, 10K, 100K, 1 million.
10K! We only need 75. Oh, we need 7,600 more. Come on.
Different people, colors, Kevin.
People, you get us a YouTube trophy slash plaque for 10,000 followers. I'll do 10 shots on the live stream
every day.
Not every episode. One episode. I'll do 10. I'll do 10
Derek
shots.
Carr might have a better chance of winning MVP.
One for every 1,000 people we have when we hit 10,000. Do it. So
David Carr might have a better chance of winning MVP.
All right. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about injury guys in the draft, because the Saints signed, of course, Chase Young last week, and it came out that he had the trick bag neck, and the Saints, of course, the contract, they're covered. It's all in-game bonuses. $8 million of the $13 million is if he has to be active on the roster, and he gets like $500,000 a week. So the Saints are covered. So the contract wasn't nearly as bad as everybody thought it was initially. But I was talking to Kevin. I said, hey, Kevin, so we're freaking out about injuries. Let's do a draft, not a mock draft, but let's go through all the guys that have like serious injuries. Not like, hey, he's got like a broken arm and it's going to heal up. Like serious injuries that are like red flags, concerns that people might have, teams might have. And listen, the teams are known to take guys off their board. And I wish I could remember the Georgia linebacker name in 2003 when I covered the Saints draft, but he had an injury problem and he had off the field problems. And I can still see in my mind, Jim Henderson talking to Jim Hazlitt like off camera, like before he did the little pre-draft spiel for WWL. Jim Hazlitt's like, yeah, he's off our board. I think it was like Odell Thurman or something was his name. He's like, yeah, he's off our board. Red flags, injury concerns, he's off. So like teams will just yank the guy off the board and be like, we're not taking him. We might sign him as a UDFA, but we're not drafting him. So I think this is a good exercise. And Kevin, our mock draft expert, who, by the way,
what draft year did you say?
I think 2002 or 2003.
So Odell Thurman was a linebacker at Georgia, but he was selected in the second round of the 2005 draft.
The 2005, okay.
By the Bengals.
That makes sense. I had my years wrong, but 2005 does make sense because I was still working at WWL. Jim Hazlitt was still the coach. So it does make sense. I had my years wrong. Thank you. But I was right. Like 90, like pretty close. See, mm-hmm. I was thinking that was the 2000. I was thinking that was the Will Smith draft, but it wasn't. It was later. You're right. That's the last draft I worked at WWL, 2005. Good times, pre-Katrina. So I wanted to take to get Kevin because he's our draft expert. And by the way, if you are a patron and you listen to this and you're not in the Discord, get in the Discord. And if you're not a patron, become a patron so you can get in the Discord. We have a whole channel in the Discord that Thomas built. It's nothing but Kevin doing mock drafts all the time. It's freaking amazing. Kevin knows all of these freaking players because he's doing like, how many mock drafts you do a week, Kevin?
Look, the first year I did this,
you were,
it was just insane. I was probably doing 10 a day. Just running, just like the Matrix. I was just seeing the green lettering flying up and down. Like now yeah. I'm probably at two
a day,
three a day. Yeah. Per day.
That's
just
all.
Just running different scenarios. Some of it's
that's
like
100. If you do a three a day in March, that is 93 drafts that you've run. That's incredible.
That's high end. If it's two, it's only 62 mock
that's
drafts.
Right.
That I'm
still
doing.
A lot of drafts, my friend. So, but you
get on my level, Kuiper.
It's right. You did it, and you were like, man, I got a list of guys. I got a list of names. Let's do it. So. It wasn't as many as I thought. Like, tell us how you came upon this list for injuries before we start.
Yeah, so your idea originally was like you wanted to run a mock draft where I picked guys that had the injury red flags. And so the problem with running a mock draft where you're looking for something like that is so many things have to fall into place. Like, you have to know where guys are going to be and hope that they're still there when you get, I mean, it's like a regular draft. I get it. But
yeah.
Because you're trying to run a mock and have these guys show up, you're it's at the different. Whim of a whole bunch of other factors.
Different. Yeah.
And it became more clear that this was near impossible when I went through the list of all 317 players on PFF's mock draft big board.
Yeah.
I cycled through them all looking to see who had an injury or is injured, was injured, whatever. And look, some of the guys still don't have any information on their entry card or whatever. So it's not like I literally had to read all 317. I probably read maybe 200, maybe. Maybe a little bit less than that. But I found only 12 players that make mention of injury. Hang on, let me recount it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, 10. Even 10. Less. I found 10 guys that make specific mention of injuries in their college playing days that were enough to warrant being mentioned on their player card on the PFF. Yeah. In the PFF database. So
that's incredible that you read like 200 of these cards. That's incredible. The other Saints podcast, they ain't doing this kind of in-depth research. They might be watching tape or whatever. Kevin,
I mean, it was just freaking tedious. That's all it was. It's just tedious. Just clicking the thing.
Yeah, but like now you'll know, and I'll be like, is that guy injured? You'd be like, yes, cripple. He is injured. He was injured in no. But I want to start on defense when we start with these names, Kevin, because Latu, the defensive end from UCLA, he may or may not be available when the Saints pick at 14. He's incredible. He's had an incredible last 2 years. But he would be the funniest thing because the Saints just signed Chase Young, who had neck surgery this week, by the way, and is going to have an 18 to 20 week recovery. Latu also has a neck issue. So the Saints, instead of playing neck, they could be drafting neck. And tell me about him. Like,
okay,
he's a really good player.
PFF, and again, I'm basing this on PFF. I understand if you're using like Walter Football or what is it, the Pro Football Network? It's like there's like another like three letter acronym
Pro Football
that
Reference.
Runs a different mock draft. Like I stick to PFF because it's a good visual presentation.
That's right.
It is. So PFF has him ranked 20th. So in theory, he would be available if the Saints stand pat at 14. Most of the mock drafts I run, he's still there at 14. Sometimes if I trade back into the early 20s, he's still there on some. So he's a guy that, like, anywhere from 15 to 22 comfortably. That's your big bell curve with this guy.
I know you don't practice medicine anymore, Kevin. But.
Yeah, that lawsuit just took it right out of me.
But here's my question to you. If I said to you, there is a 40% chance that Latu is going to be out of the league in 2 years, there's a 40% chance he's going to be really good, and there's a 20% chance he's just going to be meh. If I gave you those odds and I said, but the Saints can trade down to 20 and get an extra top 100 pick, but you got to take Latu. You can't trade down and take someone else. You got to take him and his injury risk with his neck, but you get an extra top 100 pick. Would you, with what you've read about it and done, would you feel comfortable with it?
And I get an extra top 100 pick.
You get an extra top 100 pick. You trade down to like 20, but you got to take him. That's why I'm making this scenario for you. Because you're Mr. Trade Down.
Yeah.
I know you love to trade down, but I'm adding a little flavor into it.
If it's that, I would probably be inclined to say yes, because you're giving me an extra top 100 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, it's not even, he's going to, so in your scenario, it's like 40% he's terrible and out of the league.
40% he's
40%
really good.
He's great inside of 2 years, and then 20% he's just meh, in which case he probably is out of the league or traded or something after five or six. So out of that 40% chance he's good to great for the Saints, I'd roll the dice on that, trading down to get another pick, because again, this team still has needs.
Yeah.
Like at tackle, probably at guard, definitely at corner, likely wide receiver, not likely, yeah, probably wide receiver.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spots that need to be filled. So if you just give me that extra pick, because you didn't tell me, you never said I couldn't trade down with 45.
No, you can do it. No, I'm just saying you have to take him. The thing that worries me about Latu is, Kevin,
you go from
Marcus Davenport to Peyton Turner.
Yeah.
Chase Young with the neck. And say his name one more time.
Latu.
You go, that is, I don't know if I can stomach another Saints defensive end being injured. Like, we could have apocalypse. They could both be out with the neck, and we just want to murder people. I don't know if my psyche can handle that.
Look, we survived Hazlitt. We survived Hazlitt and the linebacking core.
You're not kidding.
Of that Norm McDonald meme of, all the stars.
That's right.
You know,
James Allen.
All the linebackers are here.
Alfred Fincher.
C. Grant.
Courtney Watson.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably forgetting something. Maybe people in the watching on YouTube or in the chat on Patreon, the patrons, they can add to the carousel of stars. All the stars are here.
So, but it's just, you know, like I'm.
You said, man, you lived through it. You could do it again.
You're off again. You're offering me a top 100 pick, and again, Edge is still a need.
It is a need,
and like. The guy, the neck injury was in 2021. So he's had 2 years of to come back and bounce back from that. And he's played lights out.
He played
13 games in 2022, 12 in this past season. I mean, my God, 12 sacks in 2022 and 15 sacks in 2023.
He's a razzmatazz god. He's incredible. Like, he's...
See, now I want to look at it. Raz.
He's a stud. An absolute stud. You know?
We got him here. We got him pulling up the Kent math bomb tweet. 9.19.
I mean, it wasn't as high as I thought, but it's... I mean,
he's
still
undersized weight-wise. And that's probably the biggest knock on him.
Yeah, but the Saints are telling us they want to go a little bit. They're willing to go a little bit smaller at defensive end, maybe. So maybe I just wanted to start with.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously his weight couldn't have been that much of a factor if he was somehow still getting double digit sacks.
Right.
In two consecutive seasons.
That's right.
I mean, you don't just get double digit sacks.
That's right.
Just showing up and clocking in. Like granted, it was the Pac-12, but still you're still playing Division I college football.
Yeah.
And you still have to show up and actually do the job. Like, these aren't just, he ain't lining up against my dumb ass and just shoving me out of the way. He's lining up against guys that are,
Division 3. It's not division.
Like, either, I don't know if they got a high ass or a low ass or whatever the
film nerds
character du jour is over at the combine or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
They're talking about like offensive line, but he's moving guys and getting around him and getting double-digit sacks. So clearly the guy's talented.
Yeah. And
it's just, do you think 2 years, removed from the neck injury is enough to warrant taking the guy and he'll be okay? And so, again, you give me 40% chance he's good to great and the extra pick, I'll roll the dice on it.
Yeah. And the reason I started on defense and with our injury, our draft injury podcast is, and I don't have any evidence of this. This is just my gut feeling is that,
when have we really used evidence, Ralph? Me and you. Like, when have we really used evidence?
We don't. So this is just
My
instinct says
vibes.
My vibes say injury concerns at defensive line and linebacker and safety concern me more than other positions. I'm still concerned with injuries at all positions, but the defense, it even concerns me more. What other guys on defense do you see that have injury concerns that, as Saints fans, we should be paying attention to, because the Saints might be a picking them come draft day?
Yep. All right. Really? This guy had an injury? Because I'm now looking at his stats, and I was like, wait a minute, what happened to his injury? I thought he did.
Give me
a name. He missed time. Okay. Yeah, this must have been another. Yeah, this guy had to have been. It was 2 years ago. Okay.
So give me a name.
Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State, the Wolfpack. Don't mess around with the Wolfpack. You might end up with it in a body bag. So. played the last two seasons, seemingly the full years, but in 2021, only played two games. It just says injuries. He missed time due to injuries.
Injury. Could be
a starting inside linebacker. Let me see if I can find the exact injury here that he had.
Yeah.
He won the Chuck Bednarik Award and the Butkus Award this past season.
Where's he projected to go?
He is top. Get his PFF has him 26.
Ooh, that's pretty high.
Yeah, so if the Saints traded back,
mm-hmm,
and they wound up in the mid 20s,
he might be.
He's there. Here's how crazy. So he outplayed or blew past expectations off coming off the injury, so much so he is actually the top ranked linebacker.
Wow.
All the guys here listed on PFF.
Well, here
injuries.
Injuries, but again, I think that's a great point you make, because you think of the Saints and you're like, well, they have Demario Davis, they have Pete Werner, they signed Gay. Maybe linebacker's not a need, but Demario is old as hell. Pete Werner's in a walk year. Gay is on a one-year deal. So linebacker, again, could be a need. Could be a guy, if he's there at 45, to keep an eye on. So who else you got on?
Hang on. So, hang on, because now we might. Hang on, we're gonna have something. I'm gonna start disappointing people. 12-foot line this year. Pay that no mind, folks.
Yeah,
I'm actually talking about the home improvement instrument of a ladder, not the URL here. that's taking too long to load. Well. So this kid tore his ACL in his senior year of high school.
This is Wilson again.
Yeah, Wilson. Suffered a second knee injury, and I'm trying to figure out if that was the exact same knee injury, the exact same knee or not. I'm assuming it is, because they're saying second.
This might be a Ronald Powell rest in peace situation.
So, and that was during summer training camp, and so he ended up being a redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
And then thus far, bounced back. Junior season. Here it is. This is why they said injuries in the PFF report. Suffered a season-ending shoulder injury in the second game of his junior season.
So
he's got two knee injuries and a shoulder injury. However, in 2023, he was college football's best linebacker.
He's got the six flags, and they're all red.
It's the six flags. Five of them are different shades of red, and one of them is the brightest green you've ever seen.
Give me a couple of other defensive names that you think might be in that Saints realm of drafting that we should keep an eye on.
Okay, let's see. Let me pull this guy up.
You know, because
I've got them all written down, but I'm pulling the cards up and pulling up this other stuff to make sure I've got it.
I don't know why. While you pull that up, the injury disasters with the Saints just stick with me. Like Chase Lyman, remember him? They drafted him in the fourth round like a 4-3-5.
Yeah.
Had a cadaver, got a cadaver ACL ligament, blew it out in minicamp, never played a down for the Saints, was a fourth round pick.
Jesus.
So injuries always scare me, but these injury disasters for the Saints, they just sort of like embedded in my brain, like I got PTSD. So give me a couple names, a couple more we get to offense.
So I got a cornerback here, because the Saints are going to need a corner.
Yeah, potentially.
I got Cam Hart. PFF has him 119th on their big board, so that's probably mid fourth round.
That's right.
He had, I just had it pulled up. He had a season ending shoulder injury in his freshman year. And, you know, it took him all of 2020, that barely played, but that was probably, the pandemic and stuff. The next 3 years, 21, 22, and 23, started double digit games. He had, his best season was probably 2021. He had two picks, but he's,
he's a 982 Raz. I mean, and listen, the Saints, DA and the Saints, they love themselves.
I like that you're checking the Raz for me.
They love their second, third, fourth round corners, Adebo, Taylor, CeeDee Deuce. I know technically he's not a corner now, but when they drafted him, he kind of was, and they played him in the slot. Like, I think Hart, like, that 982 Raz, like, I just think he's a guy that if these concerns hit him, I think he's a guy you got to circle. Give me one more defensive name, Kevin, and then we're going to go to offense.
Oh, one more defensive name. Okay, let's pull this guy. Shoot.
And listen, you got these names are, this is a tremendous job. These are names that I think I'm going to write them all down, because I think the Saints, one of these guys will be on the Saints roster that we've gone through so far. But okay. Continue, Kevin.
Offensive end.
Oh, here we go.
It's the same, look. I mean, let's say they pass on Latu. Let's say they just, let's say for whatever reason, they think they're doing okay, and they choose to wait until, fifth round for some god-awful reason and decide to use one of those fifth round picks. PFF has this cat ranked 195.
Mm-hmm. What's his name again?
I didn't even give you his name.
All right, give me.
Went to Our Lady of Good Counsel in Olney, Maryland. Didn't go too far away from college. Went to James Madison.
Oh.
Jalen Green. Oh. Jalen Green. Now, he missed the entire 2020 season due to an injury. And then in 2023, got through nine games and then suffered a knee injury against Georgia State and then missed the rest of the year.
Okay.
So he's coming off a recent knee injury that forced him to miss the rest of the year. So he's been trending downward. He was actually as high as, like, average draft position. Like, he was getting drafted like 2 weeks ago, around 194. But now getting drafted around 226. So he's probably looking more like a sixth round draft pick, to be honest, even though PFF has him ranked 195.
Yeah, I'm trying to find his Raz. It's hard to find because they have a basketball. They have a basketball player for the Rockets that plays the Jalen Green. So
No. I had the same problem. You literally have to type Jalen Green football.
Yeah. So, but he's another guy. But he's another guy to think about on defense. And you know what, Kevin? When you get into the fourth, fifth round or lower, like, I don't mind. Like, that's when I think you take the risks and you say, hey, he's got an injury concern, but whatever. That's why your model of give me as many picks as I can. Those three fifth round picks the Saints have, if they use them all, which I doubt, I think they'll probably trade up and drive me and you crazy. But if they use them all, I want at least one of them to be on one of these guys that you talked about, Cam Hart, Green. Like, take a flyer on a guy that's got the athletic traits, that's got the tape. All that is the concern is the injury. When you're talking about fourth, fifth round, it's fine. So I love those defensive names, Kevin. Give me, before we get out of here, give me a couple offensive names.
All right, so we go all the way back up on the PFF big board here. Georgia player, Amarius Mims, tackle. Oh,
see, this guy, now you made me mad and you got me scared, but continue.
PFF has him ranked 23rd. So yeah. he'll be around when this if the Saints stay at 14. If the Saints trade back, I've seen Mims go a little bit past 20, closer to 27. Definitely not going to be there in the second round. But you never know, obviously it's mocks and you never know how things are going to shake out. I'm just telling you what I see.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Beautiful numbers. 6'7".
Yeah.
340. Like, it beautiful.
Like, prototype tackle. He scares the bejesus out of me, Kevin.
And he's been on the rise. He's been on the rise in the mocks since last year.
He scares me.
And then just kept going up all season long. Took a slight dip after the bowl season ended, but has sort of leveled out. Now he's just sitting in the mid-20s.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's a guy, 9.53 RAS, hasn't played hardly at all. Like, he scares me to death because he's like the name brand version of Penning, where like the Saints picked Penning, almost had a perfect RAS, but he was doing it at Northern Iowa, not against good competition. He struggled, obviously, with the Saints to make the transition. He's been hurt, but he stinks. And, he's trending towards a bust as a pick, and that's concerning. Mims concerns me as well. But again, he's a guy that I think we need to keep in mind, because if the Saints go not offensive line at 14, if they go defensive end, if they go defensive tackle, if they do something surprising, receiver, whatever, we know at 45, offensive line almost becomes a must, and Mims could be a guy. I think he's going to be one of these guys. He's going to be there in that 40 to 50 range. And he just, but those injuries you mentioned, his lack of playing time, like it scares me, but he's got that Georgia winning scent to him.
Right. So he had an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try and pull up that time again. He had an ankle injury against South Carolina this past season, a high ankle sprain, and then suffered a hamstring injury at the combine.
Yeah.
And they're calling it a minor hamstring strain. So just those are like little things that you look at, and I'm sure like guys go ahead.
The big picture with him, dude, he 2023, 297 offensive snaps, 2022, 385. He's played 7 games in 2023, 14 in 2022. That's not a lot. I mean, the 14 in 2022 is good, but 2023, only 7 games played. That's a huge concern. And because the thing is, Kevin, if the Saints go not offensive line at 14 and they pick this guy at, say, 45.
Yeah.
They need him to play, because you got Penning. Andres Pete has left. You got Mims.
But was he ever really here?
He was here. He was on my TV a lot, and I hated him. I'll miss you. I don't want a situation, Kevin, where it's like 4 weeks in and we're pining for Andres Pete, and we're like, man, sorry that guy ever left. I miss Andres Pete and his inconsistencies, getting people killed on my team. Like, that's the worst case scenario. And Mims, he frightens me a little. But again, I think if the Saints don't go tackle it at 14, I think he's a real possibility. If you're writing your list, if you're watching the YouTube show that we're doing now, mark him down. So, Kevin, we got to get out of here. So give me one more name on offense, a guy that's potentially injured that you think the Saints could be looking at.
I'll let you pick here. Do you want the halfback or the top-ranked wide receiver of this bunch of guys here?
I want Ooh, that's a tough one because you got Kamara, you got Miller at running back, and you got Jamal Williams. Give me a receiver. Give me a receiver.
All right. So the receiver, another Georgia player.
Oh, I like this.
Marcus Roseme Jack Saint.
Oh.
So let me grab him there and move that over there. So, yep. Georgia Bulldog, 2020 season cut short, season-ending leg injury, and then managed to go the rest of the year or the rest of his college career without, but was just kind of like,
okay,
there, you know, like
mm-hmm.
seven catches in 2021, 29, then 34, like low. You know, like yeah. It was Georgia. They were loaded on yeah. offense. So he was probably like your number three option.
Yeah.
At the wideout slot. So like he's a depth guy.
Yeah.
His PFF rank is 149.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? That's like a fifth round pick. It's about yeah. a fifth rounder.
Yeah. The thing that scares me with guys like him is I am always terrified to take a guy at a big name school and you're like, yeah, he wasn't that good, but he's going to be better in the NFL than he was in college. That seems like not a great bet. And it happens. Look, Danelle Hunter, better in the NFL than he was at LSU. Terrell Davis, better in the NFL than he was at Georgia. So it happens, right? But I just like these yeah. kind of guys, they scare me to death. Plus
the Saints, with the way that the Saints' current wide receiver depth chart is, like you can't go Olave, Shahid, Perry, and then a trio of Stanley Morgan, Cedric Wilson, and Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint. You can't. Like you need somebody that is going to come in and fight to be and possibly win the number two spot behind yeah. Olave.
Yeah, I still think that's a sneaky need. I still think the Saints have a ton of cap space, and I still think your guy, Tyler Boyd, he ain't signed with nobody. I still think the Saints might be fishing around for a receiver, but we'll see. So before we get out of here, Kevin, because we're running out of time, if I said to you, and just not irregardless of draft position, who is the guy on this list that would most intrigue you? And you'd be like, yeah, I'm pumped the Saints got him. Yeah, I know the injury right. concern. I don't care.
I'll make a deep cut answer here. And I will say DeCorian Clark. He is, where is he? PFF big board. He is 194 on there. He was injured all of last year.
Ooh.
Boy, hang on. This guy's not even, I thought I had him pulled up. DeCorian Clark.
That sounds like a senator from Louisiana from 1885.
DeCorian Clark. Let's pull. I want to make sure I've got that. And yeah, due to injury, expected to miss the rest of the season. Final evaluation. These pricks won't let me scroll anymore. Oh God. Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Yeah, this is great. Boy, I pick a winner. UTSA Roadrunner.
I like that.
Played really well in 2021 and 2022. 2023 season, November 5th game against UAB. He tore his ACL, MCL, and LCL, and most of the muscles in his hamstring.
What position does he play?
Wide receiver.
That seems bad.
He don't need a leg.
That seems bad.
I looked at I was just like, going through the thing, and I saw, yeah, he had a leg injury, okay, yeah, leg injury, and he missed the season, okay. So clearly it was kind of bad, but I don't know. I wanted to take a flyer on somebody. That was so under the radar. I'm not going to come back here and be like, oh, you know, that's horseshit. Right. That's any dope.
Well, I wanted to say,
I'm the guy telling you, take the guy who tore the ACL, the MCL, the LCL. And blew up his hamstring in one game.
Thomas, check the timestamp of the Saints draft, and we will play that sound of Kevin over and over and over again. I like that. You could have just listed what he didn't injure. It would have been shorter. So, guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting the show. If you find us on YouTube, subscribe, follow our channel. If you find us on the podcast anywhere on the internet, rate us, review us, subscribe to wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks to all the patrons. Thanks to Kevin for joining me. Thanks for Thomas back in Poland running the show. Thanks, everybody. And until next time, the bar is closed.